James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, the consequences of abandoning God.
Never in history has any society so abandoned its God as rapidly as America has done.
There is a war on morality, a war on truth, and a war on law and order in our country today.
People went to Nuremberg as skeptics, and they came back praying, "Our Father Adolf, which art in Nuremberg, the Third Reich come."
How can we turn the tide? Find out today on Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. In just over a week, Americans will be heading to the polls for perhaps the most consequential election since the Civil War. As Christians, we have an obligation before God to vote our Christian values. Do you know where the major political parties stand on key moral and biblical issues? To help you cast an informed vote, we have produced a unique biblical platform comparison of the major party platforms on key issues of concern. This free, downloadable chart does more than compare the parties against each other. It holds each party up against the Bible. We are not a partisan ministry. We do not endorse political parties or candidates. But if we're going to stand for truth, you must know where the parties are positioned on these key moral issues. Download your free biblical platform comparison right away at djkm.org. As we look around at a nation seemingly coming undone, some are asking, what has happened to America? Well, there are consequences to forgetting God. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
When a nation forgets God, I think we are building our own gallows.
It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle against truth and everything that those who believe in the Word of God stand for.
Technical expertise, education, and knowledge are no inoculation against the evil in the human heart when you forget God.
America is still a land of great freedom and prosperity, where religious liberty and free speech are, in many cases, protected. We have not completely forgotten God, and yet, are there lessons we can learn from a nation that did? In Nazi Germany, belief in the lies of Darwinism, racism, and the love of nation above God led to the eventual loss of virtually all liberty and the mass destruction of life. Under Adolf Hitler's tyranny, 6 million Jews and millions of other so-called undesirables were exterminated, including Christians who opposed Hitler's worldview and practices.
The crimes of Nazism were so huge. But the point to be made is this, that there were certain cultural streams in Germany that allowed the Holocaust to take place.
One of those streams, says Pastor Lutzer, is that the Nazis completely separated God from the government, assigning churches to only the private sphere.
What Hitler did in order to win the good favor of the church is to guarantee, at least verbally, that they would have freedom. The problem was that all of those guarantees had a caveat. What he was saying is, you can have freedom as long as you stay within your boundaries, as long as you continue to do what churches should do.
And that meant staying out of public life, so the country lost much of its salt and light. Although by no means to the same degree, God and the Bible have so often been expelled from the public square in America by a humanistic elite in high places in society.
It began in the schools, and it went to the Ten Commandments monuments. You know, they'd like to sandblast the mentions of the Bible and Moses off the Supreme Court facade, if they could. But, you know, in a sense, they don't need to, because they've removed it from so many places in American society that a lot of people are morally adrift. They've embraced moral relativism.
All of a sudden now, instead of having moral absolutes that God gave us to protect us as that loving fence of His law around our hearts and around our lives, and we do what is right in our own eyes, to borrow another passage out of Scripture, it's amazing how much problem we have.
A second cultural stream leading up to Nazi Germany was the government's move to make legal that which was evil. When Hitler wanted to get rid of the Jews, he first changed the laws, declaring Jews to be subhuman, thereby legal to kill.
We see that in America today, the unborn are treated as less than human and can be killed at the whim of another person.
And in Nazi Germany, some of the church did indeed speak out to defend the Jews and others being imprisoned, tortured, and killed. They were called the Confessing Church.
There were many pastors in concentration camps and jails after the edict was handed down that all pastors should sign personal allegiance to Hitler. There were some who didn't. 700 or 800, for example, didn't. And they were thrown into concentration camps.
But most of the German people paid little attention to such happenings. That, says Dr. Lutzer, is because of the third cultural stream that led to Nazi Germany's horrors.
The Germans weren't too concerned about 700 or 800 pastors and priests that had been thrown into concentration camps, because what really aroused them was the economy that was growing under Hitler. It was jobs, it was their own livelihood that was beginning to come together. So as they balanced those two, as far as they were concerned, the purges, as long as they were not too widespread, weren't really that bad.
What was really happening was that Hitler was using Germany's post-World War I economic distress as an opportunity to amass power by taking over more and more of the economy.
Let us not forget that the Nazis were actually the National Socialists, that they expropriated property along with rights, that they took over the industries where government became God.
Chesterton put it, when people cease to believe in God, it's not that they believe in nothing, they'll believe in anything. Germany at the time was the most literate, the most educated, the most scientifically, medically, and culturally advanced society in the world. And yet, they forgot God, and they began to worship themselves. And there's a part of us that thinks, you know, if that can happen in Germany, it can happen anywhere.
It's always been the fervent desire of those who understand that in order to rebuild society, you first of all have to destroy what is. And this is a fundamental principle that goes back even much earlier than Marxism. It obviously goes back to the French Revolution, which was a manifestation of much the same thing. And it actually goes back all the way to the Tower of Babel in chapter 11 of Genesis. You have the Abrahamic vision of a society based on good people, on religious people, as many of the founders of the United States of America wrote in their writings of the period, that the system only works for people who are intrinsically and internally guided by a biblical vision of goodness. And the only other system is essentially one that always becomes a tyranny, and that is a center where it's not the Bible that is cited as the source and the definition of what constitutes correct human behavior, but it's something called science. And I must tell you that I get shivers down my spine when I hear politicians speaking about, we have to follow the dictates of science. Oh, really? How did Nazi Germany work out for you? Really? Who who spoke in the 20th century, who spoke more ardently about science than the Nazis? They believed in it implicitly, and it frightens me very much, because science will tell you precisely whatever you want it to do.
Many critics note that this coming election is between America as founded versus a socialistic, tyrannical state. So what can we do to help make sure our nation never forgets God before we reach a point of no return?
The United States has a great gift, and that gift is our founding fathers, who did rely on God, who did believe in God, and built a country that is like no other country in history. And we have been a country that has been blessed and that has prospered. But if we forget God, we will no longer be blessed. We will no longer prosper. And it won't be the people in our own country, Americans, who are harmed by that. The world will be harmed by that, because America has been a beacon for the rest of the world.
We know that when a nation has godly leaders, God said, I'm going to bless it. But when it's ungodly leaders, God said, well, you're on your own. We know what that means. So as we look at the coming elections, we must look at things like how does this stack up against the dignity of human life?
We know as Christians it's not a battle against flesh and blood. It is a spiritual battle that goes on all the time, and without prayer, without being committed to that, I mean, we're going to lose. We cannot just appeal to government to reset the moral climate in America. In fact, government can't do it. We've got to do it as a church, as a body of Christ, in effect.
Unfortunately, we are seeing firsthand what happens when a nation forgets God. With the anarchy seemingly growing in our streets, and with the ideas of Karl Marx making headway at the ballot box, Dr. Erwin Lutzer's book is desperately needed in our day. We will send you a copy of this vital book, When a Nation Forgets God, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany, as our thanks for your generous donation. The book also includes a foreword from best-selling author Eric Metaxas. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or you can call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. History has a great deal to tell us about what happens to nations that forget God. We ignore those lessons at great peril to ourselves and future generations. Dr. D. James Kennedy shares more.
The greatest political empire that has ever existed on this planet was, of course, the great Babylonian Empire. No, not even close. It was, of course, the empire of that great, perhaps the greatest of generals, Alexander the Great. It went from Macedonia to Egypt through Turkey and conquered, swallowed up the Persian Empire, went all the way to India. Not close. Well then, what was or is the largest empire ever on this planet? Some of you may be surprised. It was the British Empire. You remember that? That empire upon which the sun never sets. It was a glorious empire. It stretched from England, Wales, Scotland, to Australia and New Zealand, back up to the Falkland Islands, over to Africa, the various British colonies in that continent, and finally back to England again. Truly, the sun never set. It was in virtually all of the time zones of the world and in both the northern and the southern hemispheres. It was a great empire. But what happened to it? Well, they forgot. and their great cathedrals and churches are nearly empty. They forgot the Lord God of their fathers who had made them great, turned their backs upon him. They forgot, and now, every day, the sun sets on the British Empire. That sounds vaguely like what has been happening in America in our time. Let us not forget. You know, in the Bible, there are more than a dozen Hebrew and Greek words translated remember. And over again, the Bible says, remember, remember, remember. Even Jesus said, remember me, which seems to indicate that we are very good at forgetting them. Today, not only do we have many who have forgotten God, we have many who would deny that there even is a God to forget. Our declaration says that all men are created equal. The problem today is not whether they're created equal or not, it's whether they're created at all, or whether they somehow manage to create themselves out of a primeval slime. Certainly there is no God to be remembered or celebrated or honored this time or any time at all. And so many people just seem to go with the flow. Well, let me tell you, in our day, that's a one-way ticket to the sewer. Abraham Lincoln said it well. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. It's been a long time since I've read anyone who has referred to God as an offended power. We hear all kinds of people talk about the fact, I'm offended by that. You may recall Governor Kirk Fordyce some years ago in a speech mentioned the fact that this is a Christian nation. And several people got up and said, I am offended by that. Isn't it interesting that people are always offended at Christians, but Christians are never to be offended at anyone? The next time somebody tells me that they're offended, I'm going to say, so what? Do you think you have a constitutional right to go through life without ever being offended? We have millions of Christians' children in our public schools that are offended every day. They are taught that there is no God who created them, that they're nothing but the primordial slime. They're taught that the Bible is a bunch of myths, that Christianity is for the foolish and ignorant. And you talk about you being offended? Christians offend, but we don't ever get offended. At least that's the idea that we would get. You're offended? Tough luck, Charlie. Write your congressman. One historian said that never in history has any society so abandoned its God as rapidly as America has done. But still, there are those that say this is certainly not a Christian nation, in spite of the fact that even Harry Truman said, quote, this is a Christian nation. That John Jay, the first Chief Justice of our Supreme Court, said this is a Christian nation. In spite of the fact that the entire Supreme Court unanimously declared that this is a religious people, this is a Christian nation. Unfortunately, we've fallen a long way from there. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said that when he was just a young boy, he heard an old peasant in a very deplorable Soviet Union make this statement. He said he's never heard anything more profound in all of his years since then. The old man said, "We have turned our backs on God and we have destroyed ourselves." Now it is a time to remember, lest we forget. The Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God." Yes, God makes it very plain what will happen to those nations that forget God. It is a tragedy, especially for a nation like ours, which started off with such an exalted view of their Creator. Let us remember. And let us also remember by the actions we take to restore decency and godliness to this land. It can be done. And I, for one, am going to do everything I can to help bring it about. And how about you?
We are suffering from a great national amnesia. And it's been one that's fostered by our educational system, shaped by elite enforcers of political correctness. In that amnesia, we have forgotten God, forgotten where we've come from, and forgotten who we are. That is a recipe for absolute disaster, as Dr. Erwin Lutzer explains in his powerful book, When a Nation Forgets God, 7 Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. We would like to send you this book as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. When a Nation Forgets God features a foreword from best-selling author Eric Metaxas and exposes 7 chilling aspects of Hitler's Germany that are often being replicated today in America. Those include separating God from the government, transferring control of education from parents to the government, and the rise of propaganda. I urge you to get and read this book, which also shows how Christians must respond. With God's help, we can stop the slide, but time is getting short. Contact us right away to receive a copy of When a Nation Forgets God as our thanks for your generous donation. And if you're able to give a donation of $50 or more, we will also include the 2-message DVD set, Christ and Culture, The Road to Revival and Restoration from Dr. D. James Kennedy, featuring some of his most important teaching on these issues, teaching that is needed now more than ever. And whatever you do, with the election just over a week away, please be sure to go to our website and download your free biblical platform comparison, showing the stances of the major political parties on key moral issues. As Christians, we have a responsibility to exercise the vote using the mind of Christ, and these urgent resources will help you do exactly that. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. In Romans chapter 3, the Apostle Paul pulls together a number of Old Testament verses in these words: "Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. One can scarcely find a better description of what is unfolding in our own nation. Though settled and founded by Christians on glorious Christian principles, we are now a nation that has forgotten God, and we see the result at almost every turn. For many, it can begin to look hopeless, but that comes from a limited human perspective. From God's perspective, all things are possible. What Paul is describing is really just the result of human sin, and that's a disease that afflicts each and every one of us. Without the intervention of God, this is how your heart and mine will run its course, increasingly hardened, bitter, and foolish. But God has intervened. He sent His beloved Son, His only Son, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect and sinless life, dying for our sins, bearing on the cross the punishment and the righteous wrath of God that is due us for those sins. Jesus willingly did this, accepting death as our substitute. But the grave could not hold Him, and He rose from the dead, sealing our pardon. Have you received that pardon and the gift of eternal life that comes through faith in Jesus? If not, I urge you to do that right now. If the Lord is stirring your heart, then today is the day of salvation for you. Simply pray to Him from the depth of your own heart. Lord Jesus, I know the depth of my sin, and I deserve nothing from You. But I believe Your death on the cross was for me. You have offered eternal life to all who will believe. So I receive You now as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and make me Your own. I pray this in Your own great name. Amen. If you sincerely prayed that prayer, we have a book we want to send you at no cost or obligation to you. It's Dr. Kennedy's book for new believers to guide you in your relationship with Christ. It's called Beginning Again. Contact us to receive a copy today, and may God bless you. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. Here's a look at the next Truths That Transform.
America's foundation was from the start intended to be a biblical vision of society and life.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.